From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
An Army official rang the doorbell. He held a telegram. "With regrets, we wish to inform you, your son, my brother, Technical Sergeant Max Dragoon, was killed in action on September 3, 1944. My family hugged, mourned, and consoled each other. We had lost a beloved brother and son to the cruelty of war, but we took comfort that Max was killed defending our country against fascism and Hitlerism." 26 days later, another official arrived at our door. He held a telegram. "Sorry to inform you, your son, my brother, Technical Sergeant Sam Dragoon, was killed in action on September 29, 1944, when the B-24 bomber, of which he was a crew member, was shot down near Lyon Court, France." This time, there was no hugging, no talking, no consoling, only complete silence. Each member of our family dealt with this death in their own way. But each of us was in shock, devastated with disbelief. Until this day, I am in denial and believe that Sam, my beloved favorite brother, must be lost, maybe a victim of amnesia. I was 15 at the time, and my world fell apart. For years, I had nightmares. Part of me died with my brothers. I vowed never to totally love anyone again for fear of losing them. My life was a picture of hopelessness and despair. I neglected my schooling, thought surely my heart would die or break, but I learned to hide my emotions and managed to somehow go on living unhappily, miserably, and lonely. War destroys the living, too. 63 years have gone by since the telegrams that destroyed my world, but the pain remains eternal. With a perspective, I am Anne Dragoon Wasserman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.